Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today comes from Polly, who says, "It's my understanding that many people gained weight during COVID. Before, I used to love to wear pants and shirts that buttoned. Now I seem to only want to wear elastic-waisted pants and skirts and knit tops and dresses that won't gape. As we're getting back out now more, how do we avoid looking frumpy and seek to find a fashionable look while dealing with the additional weight we may have gained during the lockdowns?" Now, interestingly, one of my lovely clients is a doctor, and she did a little bit of Twitter research with all her doctor, colleagues and friends. And she asked them, you know, what were some of the changes, like medical changes that they had noticed. And what was interesting is it seemed to be that a lot of people put on about 5 kilos per lockdown. So if you have been through multiple lockdowns, you've probably put on more than 5 kilos. If you've only been through one, depending where you are in the world, you may have only just put on the 5. Some people, you know, I think that it relates to the length of the lockdown as well. But I know this is a real issue for many of us. I know I gained the 5 kilos per lockdown. And it's, you know, it's been a really tough year for so many of us. Year and a half now. More almost. And so I know this is something that can be really tricky to go, well, how do I dress in a way that makes me feel stylish, but also it's just not really uncomfortable when you're carrying that bit of extra weight and you don't want to go and replace your whole wardrobe. So this is where things like fabrics which are knit are fabulous, because they do have some stretch in them. So they've got a bit more give than something that's just a button up. With a woven fabric that doesn't have that stretch. And so thinking about that and how to look more stylish when you are wearing that is not to just kind of go for the sloppy version. Because very often when we've put on that bit of weight, we can feel like we just want to cover everything up. We end up with big and sloppy. So we still want to have things look a bit more fitted, but we don't want things, you know, highlighting lumps and bumps. So it can be sometimes adding a third piece over the top. And this is where some sort of jacket layer. So it could be in the middle of summer. It could be a really lightweight silk kimono or something that kind of covers everything up, but adds that element of style. And because a kimono style or a duster style jacket is very soft, lightweight and loose, it allows that kind of, you don't have to worry about size, it's never size related, but it can cover a lot of stuff up that can make you feel a little bit more comfortable. Plus it can add some pattern and color and interest into your outfit. If it's cold where you are, so if it's winter like it is here, then jackets. And I'm a real, you know, lover of casual jackets. Because, you know, a jacket can cover up many a sin, and it can add some little bit of structure and a little bit more style to your outfit as well. So thinking about, can you add a third layer? Don't forget to do things like accessorize. Adding accessories in is going to help the outfit look more stylish than no accessories. And this is where a scarf, a nice necklace, some great earrings, whatever it might be, some bracelets, and a few of those put together even in one outfit can also just up the style quotient of that outfit as well. And so things like also, even if you are just wearing knits and t-shirts and things like that, don't go for the really sloppy version. Don't go for the low quality version. Look for things too. Often if they have an interesting pattern, something like that, that can make it a more interesting outfit. Plus a really busy pattern can be very distracting as well. So that's also something to think about, is what version of these things are they? Because there's no reason, if it's like pilled and stretched and out of shape and old and, you know, all that sort of stuff, yeah, you will look sloppy. But if it's in good condition, and if it fits reasonably well, then you know, and then you can accessorize it. That little bit of extra weight gain is not necessarily going to be hugely obvious. And then doing things like dressing in a column of color is a really great way to distract from a bit of weight gain, particularly around the middle. So having a similar colored top and bottom on is a great thing to do. And then make sure that you add those distractions. So add the details in the portrait area. Put on the jewelry in the portrait area. Whack on a great scarf. All those things just help to draw attention up to your face. As I always say, if you're looking at my eyes, you're not looking at my thighs. And so therefore it just draws attention away from where you may not want people to be noticing, because that's where you've put that little bit of extra weight on. So hopefully there's a few ideas there to help you, Polly. But I know it's really hard. And yeah, knits are the way to go. Stretchy things are the way to go. It's just making sure that they're the more stylish version rather than, and there's so many great fabrics these days that have got a lot of stretch in them, but that you don't have to settle for something that's just frumpy. Next question today comes from Teresa, who says, my new challenge is focusing more on how to evolve my style. I'm happy with my style, but keen to branch out further and avoid ruts, which is really fabulous. So if you've kind of figured out what your style is and what you love and all those sorts of things, which is great, but then we can still get into that habit and end up wearing kind of the same sort of thing over and over and over and over again. So one of the things I do for myself is I challenge myself to try and create different outfits out of existing things. So you may have, you know, like you've got a bunch of different things in your wardrobe and you might have created a bunch of outfits out of them. And it's always great to have what I call go-to outfits, where you've got some outfits and you know everything that goes in them and you photograph them. So it's a really easy thing to do, to, you know, quickly look through an album of photos on your phone or whatever in the morning to decide like what to wear, because you've got that there. But then, you know, it can get a bit boring. It's a bit like eating the same meal every day. So instead of thinking like that, think about, we're going, okay, well, I've got this jacket. What are all the tops I can wear with it? What are all the bottoms I can wear with it? This is where you will continue to evolve your style, because you are challenging yourself to put more outfits together with what you already have. So I often go, start with a hero. See how many outfits you can create with it. Add an accessory. Try different accessories. Like, you know, get your scarf collection or whatever. And then for each scarf, work out, you know, what outfits you can create around them. And often a scarf is a great thing. It might have a pattern, some different colors, and then look in your wardrobe and go, well, what things have I got in those same colors that I could put together that maybe I haven't thought about before, because I wasn't thinking about that as a color scheme, but because it's already existing in the scarf, it gives you a really great kind of starting point, and it ties, that scarf will tie those colors together, that if you just put them together by themselves, it may not have looked as cohesive. So I would be doing things like that, and then go, one day I'm going to wear a scarf and the next day I'm going to wear, you know, feature earrings, and not keep falling back on the same thing day in, day out. And this is why I did create my Evolve Your Style program, which is a 31-day style challenge. It's very fun. Every day is just a small little thing, because it really does help you get out of your style rut. That even when you think that doing something is easy, because for some things they're easy for you, but they're hard for somebody else. But somebody else's easy might be your, oh, these are things I tend to avoid. So it just helps you to kind of push yourself a little bit out of your style comfort zone every day to think about creating different outfits rather than just falling back on the same old tried and true and tested outfits, or just the same sorts of clothes every day. Because that's usually what happens when we get into a rut. It's because we're just wearing pretty much versions of the same thing all the time. Rather than going, I'm going to wear a dress one day this week and a skirt one day and a pair of jeans one day and a pair of pants one day, and then, you know, like repeat whatever it is you happen to want to wear of those. But at least if you go every week, I'm not just wearing pants every day, or I'm not just wearing skirts every day. Every day, try something a little bit different, and make sure you challenge yourself to use your wardrobe more broadly, because, you know, A, you get better wear, but B, most of us are wearing only a small percentage of our clothes most of the time anyway. So at least this way, you're trying to wear everything in your wardrobe. Last question today comes from Pamela, who says, I have a casual life and would like to know how to look polished in comfortable clothes. I believe that when you look good, you feel good. And I think many people have casual lives. A, because maybe, you know, these days too, with a lot of people working from home, we don't have to get as dressed up as we used to. Also too, if you've retired, if you're out of the workforce with children, I mean, like, there's all sorts of reasons. Plus, even there's few workforces these days that have to get really conservatively dressed or very professionally dressed anymore. Now, a lot of the time, smart casual works kind of everywhere. So therefore, it's thinking about, well, what works for me and my lifestyle? And it's simple of thinking about, like, good quality fabrics, not just settling for really kind of old, saggy and baggy. Thinking about putting on accessories on, like I mentioned earlier, Like an accessory can make all the difference between a kind of boring outfit and a more interesting one. So using those accessories, whether they're, you know, interesting shoes, necklaces, scarves, jewelry, brooches, bracelets, rings, you know, you name it. There's so many different sorts of accessories, hair accessories, like that you can go for, hats. You know, so thinking about all those different accessories and how you can use them. Even things like too, adding, if you want to look a little bit smarter, adding some sort of jacket. So it doesn't have to be your old work blazer. It can be, you know, there's so many different sorts of casual jackets out there now, like motorcycle styles and bomber jackets, and adding that third piece. So adding that layer always adds a little bit more dressed up look. Or like I talked about too earlier, things like in the middle of summer, going for like a light duster or kimono style jacket can also be something that just adds that interest, that detail, and that finishing touch to your outfit without making it look formal or overdone. And I think this is the thing, is it's looking at how do I add things in the right fabrics and styles, so we're not talking pinstripes and dark navy blue and those sort of more conservative and professional and work-like colours, you know, less classic and more casual, but still adding that element of style in. And I think the more you know about your style, the easier it is to do that. But it is something to think about. So thinking about, like, do things fit well? Are the fabrics in good condition? Am I just going sloppy and really kind of very, like, casual? And the thing is, we can have a casual lifestyle without having to wear, you know, cleaning the floors or the bathrooms with bleach clothes. And I think this is where often we can get very, like, kind of caught up in everything has to be totally practical all the time, to just feeling a little bit smarter and a little bit nicer in our clothes. And even with our really casual clothes, we can choose a nicer version. It doesn't have to be kind of the sloppy and not so lovely. So there you go, a few thoughts, hopefully giving you some inspiration to go out there and think about how you're going to, you know, wear your whole wardrobe or do something different every day to try and, you know, kind of keep improving on your style. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.